the deep blue waters, east to the desert hills, high in the rise of...
Hey everybody, Nashville Tribute Band podcast hanging today. We are actually at some friends' house. Brad, little background music. This is Jason Deere, Tim Gates, Ben Truman, and Brad Hull. We're doing a little bit of rehearsal. We're doing a show tomorrow night at the Zermatt.
That's right.
Zermatt, Heber, Utah.
Midway. Yeah, Midway, Utah.
Midway.
That's right.
I can't remember. There was a guy that was on my mission. Where are you from?
Midway, Utah. Remember,
he talked just like that. I can't remember his name, but he was awesome.
Midway, Utah.
I'm in Tennessee. They say, don't say Utah. It's Utah. Utah. It's got an H on it. Make sure you say Utah.
That would be a W.
So we're kind of doing a new, different kind of show in the next couple of shows. We got one on Saturday in Monroe, Utah. Monroe.
Big town.
Is that how you say it down there? Monroe?
Monroe.
At the Carroll Theater, which is actually kind of like a historical restored movie theater.
It's a beautiful place. It's been sitting there empty forever, yeah.
Bring your popcorn.
Cool.
Tim knows. He's from that area.
I grew up in Sevier County. South Sevier was our rival. North Sevier was the other rival, right in the middle.
You know who else grew up in Sevier County? Dolly Parton. But it was Sevier County, Tennessee.
That's Sevier.
Sevier.
Sevier. Sevier. Yeah, Dolly Parton there. Yeah, there's a lot of things I can say. Dolly Parton, I love her. We're huge Dolly fans. So we're just doing a little bit of rehearsal right now in somebody's basement. I don't even know where we are for sure, but we're in the maybe Dyer Highway basement, I guess you could say, in Lehigh. Going over some songs. And so this is the first show that we've ever played with just the four of us, right? Mm-hmm. Which is going to be cool. We got kind of a new kind of concept. We got kind of a old-fashioned kind of bluegrass mic, and we're going to stand up there and do these songs that we've loved singing for a while and the way we do them.
That's right.
It's going to be fun.
We should probably rehearse them since we've never done the show.
Maybe.
Which, by the way, are we going to do... What do we got there? Children Grow. So we are going to do that, right?
Yeah. So we should rehearse that, but not now.
Yeah, but not right this second. Let's warm up first. We're on the same
page. We can read that, yeah.
Yeah. Especially if we got record going right here.
So when we come out of the prayer, it'll be a little different because we're in a different key. And we are going to the old key. We used to do the writing. So,
okay.
Not tonight.
Brad, are you going to count off stuff?
Yeah.
I had seen the Father and Son.
2, 3, 4.
Yeah, you'll have to ride that with me for a second.
Took me in her arms. I told the preacher and he looked at me. I saw the rising that never let me be.
Oh, the rising.
Boy, the faith, prayers, the hate.
Things are great, things are right.
Love, the fear, fire, the times, persecution, the spirit, the peace. Spirit of God, like a fire, it spreads, calling the nations, put a price upon our heads.
not bad, actually. And Ben, that's cool. So this is the first time Ben has ever played the bass in this configuration.
Ben played bass.
And this cool-looking acoustic bass.
Well, it's an acoustic bass, T-Tone guitar.
T-Tone, yeah.
I mean, I've had this about a year and a half. I'm excited to actually pull it out.
Breaking it in. Yeah.
What kind of guitar are you playing, Brad?
I'm playing a stone. Stonehenge.
A Stonehenge.
I've played a Stone Bridge. And actually, I've got an endorsement with this one. So, we've got two endorsed guitars.
Yeah, go.
Three endorsed guitars.
Three, yes. I'm Larrivé, which
is the Canadian.
Your dad, yeah. Okay. They make them out of California now, too.
There you go.
I like them. I like them.
Representing Canada right now. And Tim, what are you playing?
I have a Larrivé.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Got me Taylor, too. I like the Larrivé.
So that song, The Rising, man, that's on the first record that came out in 2005, and I love the way we do it. It's so cool. Jimmy Westbrook from the band that's
his
Little Big Town, that's out there killing it. He actually did us the favor of appearing on that record and singing that for us, and, man, he sang it like none of us do. We do it our own way. I love the way we do it, but I've always been appreciative for him.
It's probably true that when he did it, you were doing him a favor, too, because he was probably broke at the time. Yeah,
he probably wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Right in between.
They say about the music business. It's snack or famine.
That's true.
That's right.
Okay.
That's a John Marcus original right there.
Well, okay.
There
a couple
John Marcus. That's a bass player.
My dad told me a while back, he said, I'm pretty sure after 25 years or whatever that he said that you've been in the music business, he said, I'm pretty sure that all jokes originate in Nashville.
Yeah. And not all of them are funny.
No.
And not most people get them.
Not all of them are clean either.
Yeah. We'll keep clean here.
We don't know those.
We don't know those.
What are you talking about, Brendan?
Well, you know.
All right. Did I let...
Yeah, should we do candles? We kind of know that.
Yeah,
let's actually move on to something we
don't know.
Should we try modern day or is that a little?
We can do it. We got it. We've been doing that differently in several different ways for quite a while. So modern day champion.
We'll do the different one that we're most familiar with. If that makes any sense.
Yes.
People call this song Porter. Some people call it the Porter Rockwell song, but I never hear anybody call it the Modern Day Sam, which is the real title.
It's actually Modern Day Samson.
Which is the real
Which is even
so
real.
So way wrong.
I was off.
So everybody's way wrong. But we don't care.
Modern Day Samson. What a great tune, man.
It's whatever you want it to be or need it to be. All right. Well, I had on my What Would Porter Do shirt the other day. Somebody stopped me in the elevator at the hospital I was at and said, What would Porter do? I said, it's up to everybody's interpretation. She looked at me like I was crazy.
Well, I wore that same shirt in Nashville, and they thought I meant Porter Wagon.
Porter Wagon. Everybody in Nashville thinks it's Porter Wagon.
Oh,
they do, which is
pretty
funny.
Man, that's the coolest shirt I've ever seen. I'll tell you what Porter would do, and I won't tell the rest.
speaking of, this is kind of off subject, but it's the T-shirt, wearing a T-shirt reminded me. I was wearing a T-shirt this morning. When I went to the UPS store, it was a Thatcher Eagles.
You're naked now.
I'm from Thatcher, Arizona, so I was wearing a Thatcher Eagles. That was my high school T-shirt. And this guy, and this only happens in Utah, this obviously didn't happen in Tennessee. It still freaks me out when people do this, but he's like, you're from Thatcher? And I go, yeah. Or he said, you live in Thatcher? I said, no, I'm from there. He goes, I served my mission there. I mean, he just assumes that I'm LDS because everybody assumes, you know, that here. And it's weird how everybody has served their mission in Thatcher.
Every line we're in, I'll tell you, somebody's from Thatcher. Smalls up places, everybody's from Thatcher.
Anyway, that was off subject. Let's get back to Porter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know Porter.
Let's drop it on down, boy.
That's what they call the drop D tune.
Drop D. Drop dead for Porter. Okay.
This segment's brought to you in part by Taco Tom.
In part by Boredom.
Taco Tom that only Brad ate. He didn't bring us a taco, Brad.
Two, three.
fool.
A Hawkins rifle strapped to his saddle. Two dragons inside his vest. He's seen long black hair blew through midnight air, fighting revenge inside his chest. Well, he'd seen the houses burn down to ashes, and seen those he loved lose that most dear. The saints, they cried, someone save our lives. The night the black angel appeared. Hey now, Porter got an eye like an eagle sworn to save the life of the prophet of the Lamb. Many men alive, 6 feet of ground. Five from the smoking gun of modern day Sam. Five from the smoking gun of modern day Sam. Saints moved on as the fire grew strong, but some would never let them rest. And those crystal eyes moved through shadowed nights as he took the devil's last breath. And those promises from a prophet's lips, the prophecy preserved his faith. But that June day, his heart broke in vain. Yet God forbid he was too late. Hey! Hey, now Porter got an eye like an eagle sworn to save the life of the prophet of the Lamb. Many men are lying under 6 feet of ground. Five from the smoking gun of modern day Sam. From the smoking gun of modern day Satan. Well, destroying angel and troubled man, I won't judge the blood on your hands. And I put her got an eye like an eagle sworn to save the light.
See, Brad played that in time, and I came in whenever I wanted
no,
to.
No, I actually played it out.
Hey, Porter got an eye like an eagle, sworn to save the life of the prophet of the Lamb. Any man alive, 6 feet of ground, fire, smoking gun of modern day Satan.
Hey, now Porter got an eye like an eagle, sworn to save the life of the prophet of the Lamb. Any man alive, 6 feet of ground, fire from the smoking gun of modern day Satan. Fire from the smoking gun of modern day Satan.
Soothing sounds of Swampy Brad Hall.
Sorry, Porter.
Just so, it feels like it's missing something.
Yeah. So
it seems like in rehearsal you were playing.
I was. Yeah.
Did you
bring guitar? I got Lane's guitar at the hotel. I just didn't stop and grab it.
I get it upstairs.
Should I grab it?
Oh yeah.
Maybe we could. So I'm trying to remember what I was singing on that. Cause I always do the high part, and I'm like trying to.
Oh, you do. Oh, I was supposed to jump to the low guy on that.
Are you?
Yeah.
I can't remember what we decided.
That's so... You're right.
I was trying to find it, and I was...
I'm glad you said that. Okay. Because I was like...
Oh, wait. No, it says sing low part. I have my note right here.
Well, why don't you sing high, and I'll sing low.
Okay.
I just got to think of how that goes. We'll have to run that
one again.
But probably not on the podcast. Mm-hmm.
That one's always fun to do.
We're going to do Somewhere There's a Mountain.
Oh, yeah. And we have special guests, and we're not going to tell anybody who it is, but
I need to figure
it's going
to
be awesome.
Play that song. Seems like bass would be helpful on that one.
On Somewhere There's a Mountain?
It could be. And Brad can also just play that, but if he had it, great.
I could, yeah. I could you just don't. Do nothing.
Yeah.
It could be a nice little departure.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing. Boom, 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 boom. If you did that, it'd be cool. Just a few notes. Boom, 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 boom.
Somewhere there's a mountain. It must be far away.
Should we place wagers on... on every single gig where we have guest singers singing Somewhere There's a Mountain, that they're going to call it Mountain. I think we should. I've got $5.
My little nephew yesterday said his other cousin is an Orton. And he goes, we're going up to the Ortons.
Ortons.
I said, where is that T? Donde está el T?
Well, in Nashville, we're big fans of the Titans.
Titans, it's true.
And Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Yeah. And we're making fun of people's accents. From Tennessee, that's what's messed up. Okay, so,
do you got a tuner there, Tim? I got one if you need.
Alright then, what's next? Let's see. We only do
brother.
Are we doing brother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's try it.
Watch this.
Of course, I'm missing the porch board right now. Which
you gonna play?
I'm supposed to.
Oh yeah.
I forgot to.
Porch board's in that
what
thing.
What if I put my
right?
case underneath and you just tap it hard? Yeah. That do the thing.
I mean, we need to feel that a little bit, you know.
So we used to carry around, for all of you don't know what a porch board is, we used to actually carry around a porch, but it was really hard to, just very big, expensive
to
move.
It was wooden.
Yeah,
the back porch.
Now we got a little thing that Ben smacks on it, and it sounds like a porch.
Brad, you think that's
board.
I'm just not going to hurt that thing.
Tim Gates is tuning up. All right. Brother, I'll follow you.
Three, four. Oops, sorry.
From the first time you told me about everything you had seen, we were just boys, but there was no doubt that in my heart.
Hey,
I'd
come
be
on in. Yeah.
Brother, I'll follow you into a hailstorm of an angry town with words like jagged knives. Every stone was meant to bring you down. Something you'd know all your life. And brother, I'll follow you. Rain or shine, fire and ice, with fade like iron.
Played the wrong chord, it's been a while.
You walk right on through, and brother, I'll follow you. Into Ohio, a new northern town, the Ohio State, knowing just what lies in store.
It's round on the ends and high in the middle.
That's right. Hearts were changing, the saints we grew, as our hands built the house of our Lord. And brother,
brother, we followed you into a cold night. Our children cried, driven further west. And out of a swamp, our hands built up Naboo, and we prayed and followed you. Rain or shine, fire and ice, with faith like iron, you walk right on through. And brother, I'll follow you. Into a building of sandstone and steel, with faith like a rock you walked in. And at the end your eyes looked into mine, with the love of a lifelong friend. And yes, brother, I'll follow you. Rain shine, fire and ice, with faith like iron, you walk right on through, like you always do. And brother, I will follow you.